Ooh, I am feeling.
Hello, our angels in blue and white.
Whoa, what up?
So should we just be? Should we just wait? Should we just be waiting for the songs playing?
Yes.
We should just wait. Let's
be quiet for a second.
As I said, hello, my angels of blue and white.
Hello, my angels and demons.
Hello, my little tennis balls in the window.
I was going to say tennis balls in the window, so.
But it looks like Dan Brown over there beat you to it.
That's true. Dan Brown shouts out, was the Illuminati a thing before him? They should be thanking him.
He really illuminated them.
Oh, we got the first intro of season 3. It's Johnny.
Hello.
He's the original Green Man.
He's an angel in blue.
Am I the Green Man or an angel in blue?
Depends who you ask.
He's the kind of girl you read about. He's a super freak.
We have Adam.
Hello.
He was a high school freak. But he's good.
Man,
I'm good.
Can't throw a rock in this town without hitting Adam.
What do you got to say, Johnny?
Johnny says something.
He's a... Adam. Wow. A fruity freak.
Oh, Christ.
Can't believe I got to hang out with this guy today.
Evan, how the hell are you, man?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up,
What the fuck is with this guy, man? We're not going to call him fruity.
He's committed to great radio, and he has a voice that was just made for it. Evan, say the word radio.
Radio.
There it is.
Johnny says something.
Nothing from Johnny.
Here he is, back from the dead. I can't believe I'm getting to hang out with him today.
But there's also an angel of white here.
Anthony Sanders.
Yeah, thank you for naming him.
He's had a loud voice throughout history.
He's actually a blue mage, which means he can use magic from other people. He chooses mainly to take magic from angels.
He can't tape together the things he's broken.
Man, how the hell are you, man? It's so good to hear you.
Nice.
Anthony, what the hell? How are you?
Hey, you... Come on, you're crazy.
Hey, how's the wife?
You're a crazy son of a gun, man.
This guy's a crazy bastard over here. He's certifiable.
This guy's... Adam is certifiable. He is
hey,
walking
Anthony,
around.
Good to see you, man. Cheers.
Was that at all
Ladies
audible?
And gentlemen, who,
yeah, that was audible.
Those who aren't watching us live, there was just an in-studio mic cheers.
Oh, yeah. A toast to the future of radio.
A toast.
And the present of radio.
Yeah, true.
The gift of radio.
A toast
to the spirit of radio.
Nice. Okay, I just want to say, so it's been a long time since we've done an episode.
Long time coming.
There have been
baby.
A lot of developments with LOL Sanity. Namely, that Ross Ulbricht, your guys' biggest proponent, has now turned against you guys. He has denounced LOL Sanity.
He's trying to get you guys killed.
From prison.
From prison.
He has denounced LOL Sanity. So what do you guys have to say? You haven't commented about it yet.
Your old business partner turning on you like that? How does that make you feel?
I think he might be an asshole. I don't know.
I think it's time for a sequel.
Yeah.
Whoa.
To what?
Would you say a silquel?
Yeah, would you say a silkworm?
All I gotta say,
shaking my damn head at these clowns.
All I gotta say to this guy is that we have a lot of material that's gonna blow him away, and he's gonna flip flop again.
Nice. Well,
should we give him the audio of the Instagram preview I delivered?
Sure.
Okay. Scene. Playground. Exterior. Day.
We're on our way to get tacos, and
did you guys not already?
I'll start saying the line now. I just want to set it up a little bit.
We did the same thing.
All right. Anthony doesn't like tacos, so he's in jail.
I'll do Anthony's part.
Okay.
All
right,
get out of jail.
All right, Anthony, time to spin.
All right, here we go. Are you going to spin me all the way out of jail?
That's not how I sound.
Evan, we got to talk for a second.
And scene.
Evan, can we talk? Evan, can we take five?
Okay.
What the fuck was that back there?
I thought I nailed it.
I don't think you've heard. I don't think you've watched this Instagram video because that's not what it sounds like.
I was feeling it out.
So, are these two talking about me?
Let's try it one more
time.
Has
Law Sanity made the jump to Instagram?
Anthony doesn't like tacos, so he's in jail.
Man, this sucks. What do I do now, Ross Ulbricht?
All right, Anthony, time to spin.
Here we go. Whoa.
That was better.
Okay.
He definitely really didn't say here we go, but we actually, we should want to redo this. I think Evan's got some good shit right now.
I think it's bullshit.
Evan's on some good shit. Did you get that from Silk Road, man?
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, I got it from Ross.
Awesome.
Adam asked if we made the jump to Instagram. I have jumped on Instagram.
Dude, there we could is. Totally Law we Sanity. Could totally turn Law Sanity into like an Instagram type thing.
Being random on Instagram? Dude, Instagrammed'em.
Oh god.
We gotta move on.
Alright. Let's just make the podcast as random as possible.
Okay. Mog or Dunger Gorf.
This is great.
Dude, first let's be real when I say it. That's hilarious.
There were some patterns to what you were saying. I think we need to eliminate those.
True, that's not random enough.
Yeah.
Albuquerque. See, I can do it too.
Snorkel.
Actually, Albuquerque kind of has a pattern to it.
A little bit.
Kirky.
Keep?
Kirky.
What does Kirk keep?
Okay.
Wait, guys, when everybody moves out and the marriage is over, what does our son Kirk keep?
Wait, are we talking about Kirk's key?
Are we talking about church key?
Where's Kirk's key?
Kirk's this is a long conversation about church key. Shouts out.
Where is Kirk's keep?
Kurt's
it's
Keep.
Right here.
Is it Kirk or
I think
Kirk?
It's amongst us.
Evan just pointed to his crotch.
Damn.
Now that is awesome.
He's got a couple dingleberries down there, and I know that firsthand. Adam, how the hell are you, man?
Good. I've been getting some secondhand dingleberries from Evan for a while now.
That's not new.
Man, talk about
a flop house.
It's been a while now, and so that means I haven't really seen you guys in like a good. I've seen you guys like briefly, a couple places, but it's been a while since I've seen Evan and Johnny here. It's been a while since we've talked for an hour, and last time we talked a while ago about doing some trust falls on the air. I don't know if you guys remember.
Oh yeah,
still a good idea.
Is that how we should open the season?
Well,
yeah, why don't we do some trust falls? We got like mics that aren't on stands right now.
That's true.
Well, you have. I think the whole point of it. I can announce it because I think the whole point of it was that it's you guys that need to become homies.
Yeah, we have show. We're showbiz friends, but we are not friends.
Right. Love that you put that. Is that cool?
What do you mean?
I didn't even realize you're just like noodling around the whole episode.
Oh, I'm not noodling. I'm playing something really.
Oh, sorry.
Should we call Evan?
He's more glacial style guitar.
Evan. Should we talk about MA by name or no?
Wait, I got this.
No.
Officially?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
We can still talk about them.
There's so much that I want to say.
Can we talk about MMA by name?
Good.
Yeah, Ronda Rousey, congrats.
Look at her go. Yeah, CM Punk.
Told a stand-up joke last night about Ronda Rousey.
Makes it a stand-up joke?
I did my first stand-up set yesterday.
How'd it go?
I was cushioned by the fact that I was also playing music, and I put the stand-up like in the middle of my set, but it went great. I don't ever plan on doing stand-up in an actual comedy setting, but as long as it's reinforced by musicians, I'm happy.
So you gotta da-dun-tzz, you know, a da-dun-tzz.
Mm-hmm.
Musical reinforcement to a new hot joke.
Yeah. Definitely, all right, for sure. Let's do those trust falls.
All right, let's talk about MA by name.
All right, so who's trust falling into who?
Well, I guess
so I guess I should fall and you guys should both catch me, and you guys should fall and I should catch both of you.
Okay.
All right. I say the person falling gets to have the mic.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right, so who wants to go first? Evan, want to go first?
I'll go first.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a fucking bust fall.
The bigger they are.
The harder
I am.
Fall.
I'm on a different microphone.
They're up.
All right.
I bet you didn't even recognize
me
on this microphone.
Okay, now fall towards me.
Evan. Wait. Evan.
This is no joke.
Evan,
they are doing.
Be careful.
Okay.
Have you ever done a trust fall before? Let's just go over that.
Yes.
Okay, right now, Evan and Adam are facing each other, which is strange.
Adam, I'll send you music to play over this.
Be careful, I don't want you to fall into that wood thing. I'm
living in that 21st century, doing something mean to it.
Adam took a jab at him.
Adam just gave me a tiny punch in my back.
All right.
I don't know if I trust that. All right, ready?
Three, two, one.
He caught him.
Great.
Look at us go.
They're officially entrusted to each other.
What do you guys think?
Are you guys in love?
That'll look great in the trophy room.
Great.
Now that me and Adam are best friends, I'm just making fun of them.
All right. All right. Is it my turn now?
All right.
This might be the first podcast to trust fall.
Trust fall. Very random, very Daniel Taj.
And he caught me off guard.
Alright, now do it to Evan. Oh, wait.
I got a trust fall first. Alright. Here we go.
Trust falling.
One.
Whoa!
Oh, the right. You have to catch. You guys both have to catch me.
So it must be like do a cannonball.
Alright. Here we go.
Guys, you didn't catch me. Adam thrusted himself into the ground.
Okay, ready?
Whoa! Whoa! I've seen angels!
Okay.
I've seen angels! By the way,
now that we're friends, I feel like I can be honest with you guys that, you know...
Wait, if we do another set of trust falls, will we have benefits?
That was sick, you guys. Anthony, how did it feel to not be a part of that?
You don't know the trust falls that Adam and I have done privately?
Yeah,
is that true,
Adam? I don't know. Maybe we have.
Wait, Adam, do the quip you're about to do before Evan interrupted you.
I forget what I was going to say. It's okay.
Do the quip you're
going to
do
before
Anthony got
The fact that I forget makes me think I didn't have anything.
By the way, listeners, if you want to know who M.A. is, just like Shazam, the opening song.
You got to stop calling attention to that.
I will keep doing it because it's very much on my mind, and I'm podcasting.
Do you need them to like you?
Who's them?
M.A.!
No.
Never hurts to burn a few bridges. Hurts.
Can we refer to M.A. also as Superman?
Yeah.
That's true.
Okay, we can call him Superman.
NMA of the state.
We bought condoms and razor blades to shave my face.
Why do you need condoms to shave your face?
Dude, the next line, though, is one of those items went to waste.
Oh, so which one was it?
And he says,
which one I haven't the heart to say. But if he's got a beard up
there,
you know.
But it's like the condoms. Like, I don't feel emotion towards your use of condoms during making love.
Is this guy kind of like he's really into letting everyone know that he does fuck?
Dude, probably. I said that a million... Never... Okay, we're done. Because I'm going to go off.
Let's go off.
Yeah, he's gonna goof.
Go off. Go off.
Anthony, what's the haps? How's Marty's house?
Dude, yeah, that was sick. Thank you for deterring me.
Oh, M.A. is Martin Amis, the novelist.
Yeah,
I got it.
I went to
Margaret
Amis.
Atwood.
I went.
The novelist.
Marcy Playground.
Yeah, I went to the house of Marcy. They all live together still.
Oh, Martin Amis and Marcy Playground.
Can't wait for that reality show. Marcy Playground's Playground. Marcy Playground.
Shouts out Martin Amis. I haven't read London Fields.
But I know it exists.
Man. Yeah, I had a thing today where I got at work. I mean, I was on tour for 2 weeks and then
Wark.
Yeah, I went to Wark and Mindy's house.
Damn.
Wow.
Wark and Windy.
Whoa.
Nice.
At work.
Dude, props.
This has been my first week back at work. And
poor buses.
It's a half milk reference, I just made.
True. Good rap, bro. Around noontime, this guy starts coming around to everyone's desk and is like, all right, turn your computers off. I'm like, why? And he goes, that's sick that you're reading a book about beer, bro. Adam, put that down.
All right, Jesus.
Trying to talk about how I got released from work at 12:30 so we could go, like, party at our boss's house in Uptown on a roof.
All right.
And I went there and I sat at a table with a lot of people who do not speak English and had a blast. I was doing a lot of physical comedy gags.
What do they speak?
Three of them spoke Korean. One of them spoke a dialect of Filipino.
Holy shit.
And then there was a person at my table that spoke English.
Holy shit.
It was dope, though. They all spoke like insanely broken English. So it was just like, like, it was very funny to, like, if I wanted to, like, this happened to me on the ship a lot, where if I really, I mean, my immediate reaction to someone is if I want to be their friend, I want to try and make them laugh in some way.
Ship a lot, but bip a lot.
Universal language of comedy.
Lingua franca is hot lingua haha.
Were you doing like the phone gag? Hello?
Did that a couple of times, but then also kept, like, having chips miss my face. But then, like, I would be very direct about it. Like, actually just put the chip on my face. Be like, oh, I missed. Nice. And appeared to work. And then, like, I kept taking selfies that wouldn't work with people. Just, like, I would like, go just in, like, with someone with my phone and have it just go way above and then show them and be like, there it is. But then it's also, like, because that's the challenge of, like, okay, you meet a new person and they don't speak your language very well and you can't speak other languages. So it's like, how am I going to make this person laugh? If I do have a joke that uses words, it's a fun challenge to, like, try and boil it down so it's universal instead of loading it with dumb referential shit and, like, stupid sarcastic talking.
You don't want to be fucking dumb.
Yeah. Right. I sound dumb.
No, right.
But I had a goddamn blast.
Oh, yeah.
And, fun. I ate chips and a hot dog.
There he is.
Yeah, that's what I was waiting to hear.
That's what I'm talking about, brother.
Okay, so we all went to jazz camp this summer, and we all decided together to start experimenting with mind altering women.
That's right,
Johnny. You want to talk about that?
Experimenting with mind altering women at summer camp.
Jazz camp.
Women? Mind-altering women?
Yeah, we were experimenting with mind-altering women.
Yeah, I found this one woman.
You were there?
I found this one...
I was, wasn't I?
This one woman whose skin secreted some sort of, like, kind of like hallucinogen, and it kind of altered my mind a little bit when
I... She might have been a fun guy.
I shook her hand, and I was fucked up, dude.
Whoa. Amber is the color of her
energy.
And
then I tried to play jazz, and I was so much better at it because dude, everyone knows, like, mind-altering drugs make you really good at music.
That's a real experiment, if you ask me.
That's true. What was your hypothesis?
My hypothesis was if you book them...
They will come.
They will come.
Make sure to book the gig.
Literally, like, we just did, like, Wayne's World 2 references, like,
dude, that's
the
my
entire
hypothesis.
Time.
Get to the gig, dude. That's my hypothesis.
I went through Slonimsky's Thesaurus of Scales with this one girl where I can't be sure if she sees the same colors as me.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Sometimes he's green, sometimes he's blue. We were talking about that earlier.
Yeah, it's like your blue could be, like, way different than my blue.
Dude,
we would never even know.
Maybe it's green.
Yeah, like, what if, like, your
maybe
red
it's
is
red.
Like, what if your red is, like, black or brown?
Like, I think I have white guilt. Maybe I have green guilt.
Maybe.
You had green guilt.
And honestly, like...
Maybe you have green gills.
Honestly, once you finally establish that time is a human invention, then you're kind of able to move freely throughout.
Wait, stop. You're blowing my mind.
Personally,
please.
Personally, I did establish that. I did set that in stone personally for myself.
Well,
but it's also like, who is the government to say that this land belongs to
yeah,
them?
Yeah, like,
we have
I
to follow their laws.
It's like, who is the president?
I'm a free man of
Obama?
The land.
Do me too.
And I believe that the law is something that I have to. Yeah. I have to consent to follow, and I'm definitely like,
I don't
consent
to that.
What are you smoking? It's... Who is your dealer, and can I meet him?
We're talking. Did you not? Did
no,
you,
I don't understand
when you went
this
into,
stuff.
When you went into the closet with that girl who's a mind alterer, did you guys do anything?
You mean the practice room?
Yeah.
Yes, we did stuff, okay?
So why...
Okay, so stop hearkening back to it all the time.
I'm sorry I keep hearkening to your awkward moment.
I'm so sorry I keep hearkening.
Hey, you keep hearkening to it. Every day, it's hearken, hearken, hearken. And I'm just like, my dogs are barking, barking, barking.
We all agreed we would experiment with these mind-altering girls together.
Yes, and yes, we did go into the practice room together, okay? And yes, we fucked. Whose business is this? Mine? Oh, she altered my mind.
I don't understand.
Wait,
if you guys had sex, how come you don't understand that we don't know who the president is?
Listen, I guess you're right. It's a confusing election.
Yeah, like, you would know who the president is if you had sex.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, dude.
Virgins don't know who the president is.
That's how you figure it out. You say, hey, who's the president?
Oh, really?
And if they say, I couldn't tell you, then...
That's how you know.
It's kind of a...
sometimes they make you
a
fake
flag.
Answer like Barack Hussein Obama.
Right. See, like more Americans, aren't virgins because people outside of our country don't know who our president is as much. Usually because they're virgins.
True. Yeah. True. Listen, and I love my virginity, but
I don't.
It's gone now.
You always cherish it,
and
you
always give it up for
it.
But I did.
No, you didn't.
To the chicklet in the practice room, man. She was mine for a night.
Did she all? What is your universal vibration, your perspective now?
Wait, you're blowing my mind. What are you saying?
I like the idea of just.
And smoking.
We don't do drugs, we do girls.
Why are you talking about mind altering women? Yes, I went into a practice with a mind altering woman, and yes. Yes.
That's so great.
She. Bob and weaved on
this
it.
Is
yes.
Awesome.
You know what, man? I'm high on life.
I'm high on life in that one special night for me.
What do you guys prefer? Like, there's different ways to get high. Do you guys prefer the endorphins? Do you prefer runner's high? Do you like running or blue?
Stop.
Or shut up! Or Blue Lotus?
I was going to ask you to stop telling me to end orphans.
I prefer the troglodytes. The troglodytes.
Okay.
Headless high, dude.
This
guy's a heady high, and then there's a headless high.
I go for the troglodytes headless high.
That's good.
That's what a troglodyte is, right?
That's what I look for. That's what I look for in drugs.
Troglodytes, that was before they evolved heads.
You've lost your head.
No way, dude. That's just what I'm into.
Yeah, dude. That's actually awesome, by the way.
Dude, honestly, thank you.
Snap back.
Shut up, man.
Looking at me saying, that's how I get down. When's the last time you ever fucking went without care into a practice room with some young, lofty-minded
You
girl?
Know I never have.
I know you covet your virginity
you know
like
I was
a pot of gold.
I didn't belong at
that's
Jazz
why.
Night, man.
That's why he doesn't know who the president is.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Evan, who's the prez, man?
I don't know.
He is a virgin.
Shut up, dude.
He's a proud virgin.
Jazz is too much structure for me.
It also sucks, too, because now every time we jam, you just kind of can't sit in.
He's never in the pocket
yeah,
with us.
Not only,
and I don't regret it.
Not only are you into the troglodyte high, but you're also into, like, dirty highs, if you know what I mean.
Dirty guys.
I'm a dirty guy.
I only like... Evan's in love with a dirty guy.
I'm in love with troglodyte highs and dirty guys.
He's in love with the dirty guy, but it's okay because he's a good freak.
Listen,
and I'm still
been a
so
fly.
Freak.
He might have been a freak, okay? But he's good.
Have you guys ever met my friend who's a prophet? Or he's
No, you just mean he does profit.
No, he's prophetic. Here, do you guys want to meet him?
Yes.
Okay.
Who is this?
Hey, what's your name?
Come on in.
Hey, who are you?
Hey, we have a prophet in our midst.
Hey.
What's your name?
Al.
Al?
Al P.
What are you a prophet of? What are you?
Actually, did you prophet that name right now?
Common misconception. I'm not a prophet, but I am prophetic.
Okay.
Does that mean you just say deep things?
No,
he's
means
the prince of princes.
None of my.
Did you say prophetic or did you say pathetic wrong?
Wait. That's by not prophetic, even, do you mean pathetic?
That's not that funny,
this
Johnny.
This guy's pathetic.
Not
dude,
that funny,
this
Johnny.
This guy is a loser and a half. Why do we let him into the podcast?
This guy fucking sucks.
That's not funny.
Wait, hold on. Say what you were about to say, bro. So, I'm sorry.
I talk the talk. I'm trying to walk the walk, but none of my prophecies have come true.
Are you the same Alpi who went to jazz camp?
Oh, my God.
That was me. All those women, those were... I let you guys have them because I'm the king of mind. I'm the mind man of
actually,
jazz
this
camp.
Is awesome.
That's so great.
I can't believe we got to be the mind man of jazz camp.
I can't believe. This guy is the mind man?
Of jazz
yeah.
camp.
Dude, he's the mind
he's
man.
He's not the mind man. He's the mind man of jazz
Wait,
camp.
I want to meet the mind man. You know what I mean?
I can get you in touch with him.
All right, let's.
You know
can,
him?
Can we get him in here?
Bring him out. Bring him out.
Can okay. we get the mind man?
All right, see you later, Al.
Mind man. Hey, mind man, come on out. Come on out, Dad.
Yes, it's me.
Oh, my mind God.
Man. Dad.
I am the mind man.
Hold on, mind man. Can you take five for a sec? Great. Evan, what's I'm, up? Like, really intimidated by the mind man.
Hold on. I'll be right back.
Hey, it's me, Adam.
Hi,
I'm intimidated by him, too.
I gave you the best girl.
Like, I'm, like, very...
Thanks, Alpi.
He's so smart, and every time I speak around him, I feel like I'm being a dingus.
Yeah, honestly, he blows my mind.
This guy is
what
so
is
smart.
What is it you're saying in my presence, my child?
Oh, he
mind
can hear man. Everything. The mind man is... He can hear everything.
My mind is so fucking big, dude.
Mind man.
Dad, don't swear, you're embarrassing me.
Hey.
Oh, I can...
Oh, they're related?
Hi, my man.
Ah, the prophetic Alpi.
Mind man is Alpi's dad?
Or did I
dad?
Say pathetic?
Hey, oh,
it's not
no.
that funny.
I got my children with
me. Hey, my so, man.
You love me. I'm the mind man. yeah, sorry, when I have a pathetic son.
I'm just a little bit nervous.
Mind man, what?
What was that Alpi loser says? What? That's what the mind man jokes. Give me some. Come on.
Mind man, what are
I'm
you...
I'm not going to give you any.
What are you pondering?
Give me one, son.
Wait.
It seems like right. you're pondering another pathetic prophecy.
We should make him take make the mind man take an IQ test.
I do have another prophecy.
All right, first question, mind man.
Wait, we had a non-prophecy. What's going on here?
It's not...
My beautiful son. My idiot
next year,
boy.
Next year at jazz camp.
Ah, the
there's
jazz camp
be,
I pay good and
there's,
well
there's
for.
Gonna be a, there's going to be a really dirty girl, the likes of which you guys have never seen. She'll do things none of the other girls. That's what I see. I don't know.
Down for
I
a ride
to
in
get
the
her. Evan won't be there, so Adam, have to go get her.
She's the
and,
kind of. She's
and
the,
my name is Evan.
She's the kind of girl you We're, read about.
Hey, Evan, where'd Johnny go?
She's a super freak.
Johnny went to the bathroom.
You wouldn't, oh, you wouldn't take
Evan.
Her home to mother.
This is a disaster.
All right, I'll see you later.
My
hey,
boy,
I'm Johnny.
Wait, I want to. Can we give Mind Man an IQ test to see how...
Yeah, sure.
Okay, first question, Mind Man. Who is the president of the United States of America?
I can answer that.
Who is it?
Because I have gotten it in. I know that the president is Barack Hussein Obama.
There he is.
But what about my boy? Who wants the dirtiest one?
Alpi, can you tell me how many molecules are in this room?
Adam, that's hilarious.
Adam's in the bathroom.
Yeah, Adam's not here, dude.
The amount of molecules in the room, well, it's probably about 9 feet tall, and 9 feet wide, and 9 feet deep.
I see you're panicking, my dumb son.
Nine million?
Bring
9 million molecules?
That's so close.
I'm the mind man.
Oh, two mind men.
No, just one.
I'm
Anthony again.
Oh, no, the mind man is spreading to all of our consciousness.
We're all becoming the mind.
Alpi.
Alpi.
Alpi, we love you. Alpi.
Alpi, we're all your father.
Alpi. We love you.
Alpi. I pay for your fucking jazz camp.
Alpi, who's a Alpi? Alpi, who's a fucking president,
you
know?
I not get laid at jazz camp, Alpi.
I got laid.
Alpi, no you didn't. Alpi.
Ask me who the president is.
Alpi, why'd you bring your stuffed animal to jazz camp?
Ask me who the president is.
Alpi, who is the president?
Alpi.
Help you.
Fuck.
Help.
Why would you have us ask you
who just said it?
Doesn't know.
He just said it. What was it?
No. Help. He doesn't
know who it is.
All right, who is it then?
This poor boy doesn't fuck.
It's Mike. Mike. Mike Tenser.
So the question that we've all been wondering.
My beautiful, simple child.
Okay, I'm back. I'm back. It's Anthony.
I didn't mean to say Mike. I didn't mean to say Mike Tenser. I didn't mean to say Mike Tenser. I know who the president is. It's not Mike Tenser. I was kidding.
I'll give you one Mike more
Tenser.
Chance.
It's not Mike Tenser. I know
it's
that.
Not Mike Tenser.
Well, if you rule out Mike Tenser,
who?
He was president, I believe, 1958 to 1963. He had one term and then got kicked out after another year.
Perot?
Close.
Perel?
It's basically Perel.
Steven?
Perel?
It's basically.
No, that's why I said Pharrell. Pharrell.
Yes.
Yes.
He
that's
is.
Correct.
The Mind Man looks down at his beautiful
I told
son.
You guys okay. I knew who the
Alpian
president was.
Mind Man.
Hold on, I have to go do a fucking
IQ
test.
No, Mind Man, come back.
I have to go wherever my dad
I'm here.
Goes.
Mind Man and Alpi, yep. I want both of you to think very hard about the universe. And I want both of you to make the sound of what's happening in your head in 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh, the depth.
Alpi, I see you're very quiet.
Alpi made no sound. Oh my god.
What does it mean?
Do you guys realize what this means? It means the universe is nothing but part of our imagination.
Alpi, is that true?
And the universe doesn't actually exist.
No, it's not true. I made a sound.
You are blowing my mind right now.
I
made a sound.
He's a prophet. He's prophetic.
Alpi,
I'm not a prophet. Yeah, that's true. I'm prophetic.
What'd you say, bud?
I went
D. What does it mean?
He took a quick trip to the void and met the cast of Heads Up.
The fuck was that sound?
Is the cast of Heads Up still stuck in the void?
What was that? Did you guys hear that?
That was...
Someone's hurt.
That was Heads Up.
Is that Heads Up, guys?
Alpi, no, don't save those simple children.
Boys!
Alpi, no, don't climb out the window. Where are you going?
Not everyone can protect themselves. That's why I was born.
Alpi, no. Alpi, you can't do that. Alpi, you're gonna fall to your death. Alpi, no!
Alpi, come back. I must go after my son.
Did Alpi and the Mind Man just jump out the window?
They both just died.
What the fuck?
I can't believe the Mind
Man. Adam, where did Alpi go?
Welcome to the Wine Feeling Macy's Day Parade. It's been a long time since we've done a podcast, and I've adopted a more physical comedy thing. So I don't know how well it's going to translate, but I'm big on physical comedy right now.
So far, I'll capture it on camera.
So far, very well.
You got to say, welcome to the Macy's Day Parade again.
When?
Now.
Welcome to the Hawaiian Feeling Macy's Day Parade again.
That is so great.
Right?
Turn that off. So beautiful that we get to have a parade inside of our apartment.
Adam, if I can be real,
yeah.
I'm really glad Alpi fell to his death and you're back.
Yeah, where did you go during all that? Where were you?
Alpi had a gun to my crotch and a hand over my mouth.
You had a gun to your nuggets, bro?
You guys didn't seem to care, which is nice and mean.
I'm sorry, I didn't notice.
I'm sorry, I just didn't care.
Pretty good and bad of you.
Pretty nice and mean.
Anthony, where'd you go?
Man, I was talking tough to some guys in the back.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
True.
Who was back there, dude? Ryan?
Some
Tommy,
dirty guys.
Frank?
Was it Brett or was it Tyler?
Definitely TT, but also
was it Bryler?
Fucking Bear came through.
TT and the Bear came through.
The Bear. TT and the Bear. You would not believe what I was hanging out with earlier. Fuck. TT, the Bear.
Whoa.
Walrus was there.
What? No.
Wow.
Cuckoo-choo, dude.
Dude, I can't believe Cromcom came through, man.
Cromcom?
Qualcomm.
SOCOM?
Or
a Qualcomm CEO.
Yeah. We have questions. Do we want to answer them?
Yeah, let me go find myself a brew.
As long as they're not in the FAQ.
Should we take a quick break?
Should we take a tech break?
Yeah, let's see. Is it sounding okay?
Yeah, we'll just do a break. Welcome back. All right, time to do another break.
Please shave my face.
I'm living.
Roll it.
Hawaii.
Good to be back.
You gotta just like You gotta bring it.
All right, act two. What's going on?
Well, the kids are all right.
Well,
we're supposed to have questions.
We have a lot of questions. One second.
Gotta wait a second.
By a lot, I mean we have.
I gave you a minute and 20 seconds to pull those up.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yes. Cool. That's why I counted down and did the silent two and the one to you.
Oh, Christ.
Because it's radio.
It's fucking radio.
All right, question number one from Jonathan, who, by the way, is starting a little podcast called Salmon Says.
Jonathan, good luck on your podcast. Don't forget to brush up on your vocab.
Don't forget to wipe,
Jonathan.
Dude.
Jonathan.
Don't forget to wipe.
Damn.
Hey. Wow. All right, for the podcast, he's got three questions.
Lay it on me.
Sounds rough.
What images would you Photoshop your co-hosts into? Mount Rushmore. That's cliched.
Night Watchers, Rembrandt's...
Nighthawks?
Wait, what? What was the question?
That's Hooper.
What images would you Photoshop your co-hosts into? I can tell you right now, it's a still from the show Marriage Bootcamp Bridezilla.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Where we are all walking the streets of Los Angeles headed to... What was the name of the original bar?
The Rocking Horse? No.
The Rock...
It is the
Dark
Horse.
The new one's
now.
Like the Dark Horse.
What was it called before?
I can't remember.
Reno? Reno Club?
I don't think so.
We're walking to that, and we're...
It's like a little something.
Little Rock.
Little Rock, yeah. Little Rock.
Yeah. Plymouth Rock.
Reno, Little Rock.
Yeah, all four of us. All
right, so...
Who are we Photoshopping?
Screenshot from...
All of us.
The men from Marriage Bootcamp Bridezillas, and we are walking to the bar because it's our one night to be single before renewing our vows.
technically single tonight. Okay.
Whoa. Is that what you were looking for? Add that one to the FAQ. It's a good one. Frequently asked question.
Technically single tonight.
Game facts.
I would put you guys on the cast of Family Guy.
Oh, I called Brian.
Adam would be, as I was literally going to say, Adam would be Brian the dog. Johnny would be Peter Griffin.
Hey, I'm
Peter Griffin.
Anthony
would be Meg.
If I'm a dog, then how come I can make a difference?
I'm Peter Griffin. Hello.
Maybe Anthony should be Stewie because he's a little crybaby.
I kill you. What do you guys think of that?
That's more than enough.
I think this time that was, you are right.
Anthony, that was really substantial. Thank you.
Silence.
I kill you. Does he say that?
No.
Wait,
that's
the Jeff
Bill Foster. Dunham or whatever.
Oh yeah, Jeff Bill Dunham.
God, Jeff
damn
Dunham.
Doesn't Stewie say "I'll kill
you"? No,
well, he always says "damn you, woman."
But "Silence, I kill you" is from.
It's the racist puppet. Yeah, the he says dead terrorist.
Abusha's never born around here.
That's pretty good.
Damn it, woman!
I hate it around here.
damn it, mother!
What is that?
Quahog is the worst.
Damn it.
It's my Stewie.
Mother.
I hate Quahog.
Hey,
Quahog is the worst.
Hey, Brian.
Fuck you, Brian. Brian, our friend.
Live in a town called Quahog.
Yeah. Thanks for the question, Jonathan.
That reminds me of
this. Wait, what did you say, Adam?
That Rembrandt one.
Oh. Which instrument do you want to learn how to play?
Microscope.
I would agree with that.
Probably not that hard to, like, learn... Hey, you know what Glenn Gould said? You can learn everything you do need to know about the piano in an hour.
It's true. And you know what billionaire Warren Buffett said?
He said,
knowledge is power.
The more you learn.
He says college is power.
College is power.
I want to learn how to play the college harp. What about you?
I want to learn how to play the cello.
The blues harp.
Cello.
Don't say it.
That's cool. Okay.
All right. If you were a planet, which would you be and why? I can tell you right now, the sun.
I'd be Adam Planet.
Not a planet.
I know. Adam Planet.
Adam Planet.
Planet Adam.
Planet Adam. I'd be Pizza Planet.
And I'd be fucking Planet Chill.
I'd be Smoothie World.
Hey.
Hey, dude.
What about I like the sound of that.
What's your planet, man? He would also be Stevie Wonder.
Anthony, what the hell? Crazy SOB, how the hell are you?
Crazy SOB. What planet would you be, Johnny?
I'd be Pluto, because Pluto will always be a planet to me. I know the scientists don't think so, but you know I have a lot of memes in some of my folders on the computer.
All right, Radio Shack.
I got me.
Hey, fuck you. I'll kick your ass, loser.
Hey. I've got memes that literally prove Pluto is a planet.
Hey, guys, no one is saying Pluto isn't a planet.
Well, I got memes that say it is a planet.
It's a dwarf, though. They're saying it's a dwarf planet. Still a planet.
It's in the
Well, why don't you planet the fuck out of here?
How do you organize a space party, bud? You planet.
Fuck out of my face, man.
All right, dude.
Now that's awesome.
I can take criticism like that.
Yeah, you can take criticisms like that, but I can't take crybabies like you, motherfucker.
Look in the mirror.
It's constructive criticism. I get it.
I ain't gonna play the microscope.
I hate it around here, woman.
Oh, is that Stewie?
That's Stewie.
That's amazing.
Brian.
I hate you, Brian.
Brian.
Lois. I can't believe Lois is my dumb mother.
Lois, Brian.
Brian.
Lois. I'm insane.
Nothing gold can stay.
Drats foiled again.
Oh, no, Brian.
I'm a bit of a baby genius.
Thanks for the questions, John.
Thank you.
We have two questions from Taylor and then a general comment.
All right.
Start
with the comment, yeah.
I'm listening to the first episode right now. Does that one guy, you, Adam,
keep
making the 2 cents gimmick? I'd really like to hear more money-related improv.
What was my 2 cents gimmick?
We get 2 cents per episode. Wait, no. Everybody's going to give their 2 cents. We get 10 cents per episode.
So oh.
I would love for you to bring the money gag back in the season, Adam.
All right.
You can call him Beans, though, if you want.
That's true. Adam Beans.
Hey, clams, because I live in Quahog.
Brian.
Brian. Hello, Brian.
Love Family Guy.
What are you doing over there, man?
Dude, I love how Family Guy always makes like non sequitur jokes. Like
random references to things. It's actually sick. Alright, so that's that. But here are the two questions. Is your podcast easy to follow if you're a tech junkie or a millennial with an old soul?
Definitely.
Definitely be.
I think we're all of those.
Right, I think we're both techie old souls.
Guys, check this out. Okay, you got the nickel, Thomas Jefferson on the front, on the back, Monticello, you've got a bass.
Is that money related?
That, everyone, is Adam's 5 cents.
Evan and I laughed. Johnny did nothing.
I blew half of my cash on that joke because I went for a nickel.
That's right.
Joke.
That was a big.
Oh, here's a money joke. I had my birthday recently. I turned 25.
Boom.
As some of you may know, in olden days, a bit was an eighth of a dollar. Shave and a haircut, 2 bits. Welcome to my 2-bit birthday.
Boom.
Wait, when was your birthday, Adam?
July 30th.
Oh, okay. We were gone. I'm very sad. I would have loved to celebrate your birthday with
you. That's okay, dude. You know, honestly, the older you get. Life is like a roll of toilet paper. The more you roll it out, the quicker it rolls out. So my next birthday will be in a week, as I understand
It's weird how birthdays just get faster.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anthony agrees.
But do you guys think it's for a millennial with an old soul or a tech junkie?
Both. I mean,
if I may be so bold.
Honestly?
If I may be so bold.
Honestly, who asked this?
Taylor,
no, it's not. And I wish you could enjoy our podcast, but I honestly don't think you're going to be able to enjoy it if you have an old soul.
I think you should speak for yourself, Adam.
Not for you.
Yeah, I'm going to say both.
I'm definitely
neither.
An old soul.
Tune out.
I was definitely born in the wrong generation.
Dude, same.
Like, I'm saying, everything is just so much more simple.
I'm just going to let this guy go off. This is one of his rants.
Here's the thing. I'll agree with that. I was born in the wrong generation, but I should have been born around now.
Yeah, should have been a newborn this year.
I should be a newborn.
Fucking hell. Sun is beaming into this room.
Well,
I'm going to say both and neither. And both neither and sometimes just one.
Both and. Knife hurts, man.
I'm going to say I know less than half of you as well as you deserve.
Both knives hurt.
Lord of the Rings.
It's just one half a dozen to another, man.
That's awesome.
All right, his other question, follow-up question. Oh. Do you or your co-hosts like tech? Sure.
Okay, wait, who's like gonna tack? Who's gonna answer
tech.
That one?
Tack?
Like sticky tack?
Yes.
Tacked.
Yeah, what about you, bro?
What's not to like?
That's what I'm
true!
Saying.
Thank you, Taylor!
On podcast. Taylor. We're on revision 3.
We're doing a good job answering these questions in a fun way.
All right, this is Teddy.
Teddy.
Ted.
Hello, Teddy.
Teddy.
He said, sup, it's Teddy.
What's up, Teddy?
Teddy, you called in to Boys Crew's No Shoes.
Oh, yeah, okay.
How do you feel about dryer sheets? One, two, none?
One.
Why? Yeah, one. Isn't that like it?
Why?
Yeah. Why?
Wait.
Are you into why?
Ask him why he wants to know.
Yeah, send him a text back.
Yeah, no, let's ask him on the podcast. Why do you want to know?
What do you want to know, Teddy?
Yeah, who's
leave a comment on hoolagarbage.com.
And then we'll answer next episode.
Hey, I just want to let all of the listeners know, if you comment on hoolagarbage.com, I get your IP address.
Yeah, and I want to let all you listeners that know sick. That it's fucking
sunny
in here.
Careful. Comment from a coffee shop, if I were you.
Yeah, make sure of that. And that's a fucking promise. Damn. All right, we really answered that one speedily.
Well, like I said, we're doing a good job answering these questions in like fun, charming ways.
Is the goal to be, sure are charming.
Is the goal to be funny or charming? Because I think if you want to charm someone,
charmed, I'm sure.
They have to know they're better than you.
Charmed, I'm sure. My darling.
Charmed, my lady.
Brian.
Charmed.
Brian. Adam, darling.
That show Charmed.
Yeah.
So good.
Might have been canceled, might not have been. Check the FAQ.
We truly don't know.
Check the Charmed FAQ. Is it still on the air?
Sure. Let me see the Carfax.
Whoa. The game facts?
Adam, darling.
Yeah.
M'lady.
Why won't you speak with us this way?
Okay, here we go. Nice. Darling. Nice to meet you. Extra, extra. Read all about it.
Extra, extra, my darling.
Listen, man. Tits up, man.
Whoa.
Oh, wow. Hey, no, bottoms up because you're drinking it really big all at once.
True. There it is. True, my darling.
Extra. We got it's an evening edition. New president, Mike Texter or whatever.
Mike Texter or whatever.
Mike Texter or whatever.
Angels of
Blue. Is that how you know, like, the person... The person announcing who became president is a virgin. They're like, it was, and the new president is Mike Texter or whatever.
Whatever.
We don't actually know.
Bernie 2016.
What if every presidential announcement, like the winner of the election, was announced via town criers all over the world? Wasn't a televised thing.
That'd be something.
A bunch of people huddled around the town crier. It's
announced by Newsies.
Like, well.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
Extra, extra, I've seen angels of blue and white. We have one more question, and it is from, guess.
Logan,
Logan, you don't even have to ask. Yes, I am a blue angel. I've been trained as a pilot. And
yes, but who's an angel of white?
Adam was born for this.
Well, you're a blue mage. Just be happy about that.
True, true. I'm battleborn.
You're a blue mage.
I'm from Babylon.
You did have a baptism by battle.
Yeah, that's true.
By battle.
They call me Party Alex.
You were baptized in the battle?
Yeah.
Battering ram baptism.
Fuck you, man.
Chill on this couch.
We got a duel. Duel. We have a duel going on.
I'm winning this duel.
Evan is doing the kick thing you do as a kid to your brother.
Sucks.
I'm dueling.
They're sitting on the same couch, and Evan's just like kicking him.
So glad that's done.
I'm not kicking. I'm foot tickling.
That actually felt horrible.
I don't know about that.
We wish you a merry Christmas. All right, we have one more question.
Yeah, Logan, what you got?
20,000 loads under the sea.
All right, let's see.
What's everyone's favorite? Well, he wrote, good to be back.
That's right.
It is.
What up?
He wrote, what's everyone's favorite half-truth?
that,
probably 9/11.
Yeah.
Like
democracy in this country.
What the fuck? Is yeah. This
how about the president?
Yeah. Represent governmental like representation in Congress.
Okay.
What the fuck is this guy talking about?
Okay. Yeah. How about Congress?
Okay. I'm standing on a different couch.
Wow. Wake up, idiot.
Okay. Sure.
This guy is fucking insane. Yeah.
Cool, guys.
How about that? The Oscars, the winners are who we want. not true. Yeah, half time.
How about the president won every Oscar this year?
It would be sick if the Oscars were democratic.
They kind of are.
Or if they were demographic. Wouldn't that be crazy? Oh my
God. They are democratic, but you just have to,
be
in the industry.
No.
Get your SAG card.
I really love it if it was the movies that the most people liked.
I mean, there probably are awards like that.
Yeah, called People's Choice Awards.
I'm holding my own private awards called Tony's Awards.
Are you holding the People's Choice Awards your private awards?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I guess the president's probably going to be winning all of those because you suck that, man.
Charmed, I'm sure. Lois.
Brian.
Sexy Stewie.
Ooh.
Adam shooting us with a little microphone gun.
I got a whole couch for myself.
All right.
So much physical podcasting.
Yo, what's your favorite half-truth, bro?
Trying to think of an actual answer. Like, is a half-truth something that's just, like, not really based in fact, or is it...
It's up to you.
Here's a half-truth. The Great Wall of China is real and fake.
Yeah, that is true.
There you go.
That's pretty good. That's nice and mean of you.
Something like that.
I think my favorite half-truth is...
Boys!
Boys.
Alpi actually didn't die and is down there playing.
Made some friends. Alpi's young at heart,
Are
you know.
Are those being picked up on the headphones, those boys?
Yeah.
Sounds like a conspiracy theory to me.
This guy's insane.
This guy knows a thing or two.
What the fuck is up? This guy's messed in the head.
Evan, there's something about you.
Yeah, there are definitely some things about you.
Is it that I'm very comfortable?
No.
Know that I hate your comfort.
Amen.
I disdain your happiness. That's a half-truth.
You could come and join me on this couch.
I think my favorite half-truth is Evan and I's whole friendship.
Yes. Yes, m'lady.
Darling.
Join me on this couch,
Evan, my darling. There's Brian.
Plenty of room on this fine ottoman for two, m'lady.
Yes, it's wonderful.
Mayhaps we share a drink together?
It's marvelous to consider a drink with you.
You know what my favorite half-truth is?
What?
Just Evan, in general.
Generally speaking.
Evan, you're involved with so many conspiracies, and I know you're at the bottom of most of them.
Half the time.
Like, half the time.
Half time.
I'm in detention now.
I know that you're...
I feel guilty about
my
parents.
Favorite half-truth... My favorite half-truth is probably Tony Kong.
That's a full truth.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hey, mama, see the way you move. Gonna make you sweat. Gonna make you groove. Hey, so you shake that thing. Gonna hang it around.
Gonna drive a train.
This is the kind of things that techies get.
Yeah.
Techie jokes.
Darling, 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 darling.
Ah, man, I feel guilty and my mom's gonna be mad at me and dad's having a problem with wife.
With wife?
With your mom? I can't believe... Guys, dad is having a problem with wife.
Man, I can't believe my mother's husband.
And Anthony is great with child.
Anthony.
No, you are my father's wife.
Is Anthony with child right now?
Oh, honey.
That's a half truth.
You are my father's wife.
That's half truth.
Honey, it's been
he
over
is
a long
child.
Time. Anthony is he's not with child. He straight up is child.
Yeah.
He's a little baby.
That's so true.
Fuck off me, man.
Fuck you, man.
What a baby. He sucks. He's like a baby loser.
Hey, the baby's back.
Yeah, if he was hanging out with a bunch of babies, he would be the runt.
he's the runt of the baby litter.
If you're hanging out with a bunch of babies, you'd still be the biggest baby.
He gets beat up at daycare by other babies. You can
hang out with a bunch of one-day-olds and you'd still be the biggest baby, dude.
You're always crying about
Please
stupid
don't
shit.
Say I'm his child.
I think Anthony is kind of like...
What are you doing?
Is that some John Healy? Some trumpet warm-up? Uh-huh.
This guy's on pot.
Uh-huh.
This guy's on pot.
This guy...
Making a little baby sound?
That was good. Glad you did that.
Why are you crying like a baby right now, man? I say, why'd you do that?
That's good. Glad you did that. That was good. We have to move on, though. Because...
All right, next on the charges.
Next on, yeah. On the docket, next, we have
on the docket.
We have to
Johnny,
talk.
You're under trial.
Hello?
Yes, Johnny's on trial.
What'll it be?
What is it this
frankly,
week?
Frankly, we find the defendant innocent until proven guilty. So let the trial
That's
begin.
That's what I'm talking about. That's true American justice.
Johnny, you are in trouble.
Quite frankly,
I love this country.
We find the defendant...
guilty.
On trial.
I'm not guilty as charged, though.
You're guilty of running around.
I may be guilty, but I'm not guilty as
charged.
No,
we find the defendant innocent until proven guilty, frankly.
You're guilty of being the fastest kid in school.
People keep saying I'm virtually guilty.
You're virtually guilty of being the fastest guy in school.
Dude, Tony is virtually a baby.
I'd like to formally accuse...
on the net.
I want to formally accuse Johnny of something.
Okay.
All right, what is it? Spit it out.
I think you ruined podcasting for everyone.
Damn.
Oh, shit.
I think we need to take this to trial.
Big words, big nerds.
All right.
All right.
Let's take it to trial.
All right, what is it this time?
Court is in session.
Let me hear it.
The Honorable Judge Evan presiding.
This better be good.
Fuck you.
All hail to Judge Evan. Wow, no
we
one else
all
did
all know he is a good one, man. Don't you know about his many benefits, his judge and everyone?
Thank you, guys. Oh, shit.
What?
All right, Johnny, you're on trial for being the fastest kid in school.
Yeah, I know.
I would like to speak as
and,
a character
hang on,
witness.
Hang on, and ruining this, podcasting for everyone.
Sorry, that was the other
This guy certainly is a character.
May I speak as a character witness?
No, you need to be called up by one of the lawyers.
Let me call
Objection.
You. Objection. You're overruled.
Judge Evan.
I am an old man in the jury.
All right.
This trial is a farce. All right,
so first things first,
this is
Johnny,
a
you're, the fast,
farce.
You're the fastest guy in school. How fast do you go?
I go as fast as God allows me, which is very fast.
Guilty.
That's a fast speed.
Guilty.
Guilty for one charge of going too fast at school.
Oh, you were drinking lean at school.
Now for the matter of
Busted.
Ruining. Moving on to the matter of ruining podcasting.
Can you put this motherfucker in contempt of court? We're
Objection.
Trying to have a trial.
I'm an old lady. You would say that
who,
in a courtroom.
Who is this guy? Objection.
I may be just an old lady.
Old lady, are you a witness?
Yeah.
What did you witness? Speak up, miss.
I was listening to...
Oh, I'm an old man. I can just talk whenever I want. Even if a lawyer hasn't done his opening...
Now, hold on. I am the defendant.
No, Johnny's the defendant.
No,
are you my lawyer?
I am Johnny's lawyer.
But you're the defendant?
I may be a southern
man. He's a sultry southern man.
I am a sultry southern man.
It is so hot in this courtroom.
It is hot, my weather day.
Southern lawyer Fitzgerald, are you also a defendant?
Yeah.
What is your crime?
I may also be Colonel Sam.
This mumbling.
All right, Colonel Sanders, what are you defending?
All right.
Well-a-day, it's hot in this
Fitzgerald?
Yes.
District Attorney.
I need you to be a little bit faster than mine. I need you, I might go to jail for ruining podcasting. I need your help here.
Adam.
Oh, wait, no. Who are you
talking to? District attorney.
I'm talking to the judge right now.
District attorney Adam, we have to counsel.
Yes, please.
What did Attorney Fitzgerald do?
I'm just really, I feel it over my head. I haven't got a chance to make my opening statements, and everyone's just talking a lot about.
Oh, you wearing a full suit, man.
All right,
it's
everybody,
out of control.
Quiet down. Johnny, objection.
Huh? Overruled.
I need to make my opening statement.
Did you just overrule your objection, my good man?
District Attorney, please make your opening statement.
This trial okay. Was crazy.
Hi. Hey, everyone.
Boom.
My name's District Attorney Adam. I've been a lawyer for a long time, and a podcaster for even longer. So trust me when I say that a podcast that is used to being a lawful podcast feels fucked up when it's unlawful and when I'm on it, and I can notice that.
Tell him.
So I do a podcast with this guy, Johnny, right? I thought he liked to follow the laws as much as me. But then, after nearly
a decade
of podcasting,
Mad Libs,
I realize that Johnny has been insider trading with his friends off the podcast for years, and it kind of makes me hate podcasts.
What the hell?
Insider trading?
Quiet down, old lady.
I can't quiet down. This is crazy.
Now, I said sit down.
You may be asking me, why do you care if he insider trades if he's off the podcast? But honestly, it's hard to look someone in the face knowing that his stock is doing better than yours. Kind of makes podcasting not fun, that's all. Just kind of makes it not fun.
Attorney Fitzgerald.
Kind of makes it not fun.
Attorney Fitzgerald, what is your response for your defendant?
I almost got heat stroke during this. I do have a response. Mayhap I don't. I guess.
I would hope you have a response. You're my fucking lawyer.
Johnny, you want to defend this on your own?
No, I'll do it myself.
No, I'm going to let Fitzgerald do it for me.
I'm a smart man.
He's defended many a man.
He made a lot of compelling,
you have to talk faster.
Kind of a rigmarole, sort of a breakdown of all the rules.
You're boring the
buddy. Hey.
Please talk faster.
Be quiet, my good
my
man.
My life is on the line.
You might have
Attorney Fitzgerald.
You might catch yourself in a cat's fiddle if you know.
The punishment for ruining podcasting is execution.
I would like to remind you that Johnny may face the shooting line today.
Well, Johnny, if you come to me for a second, you might find yourself over the moon if you keep talking.
But Johnny, if I'm not mistaken, you are also the attorney for defendant Fitzgerald.
We're both defending correct? Each other. It's true.
Can you describe his crimes for me?
No.
So my client.
What the
my client Fitzgerald. His first name Fitz, last name Gerald.
Yeah, I'm Fitzy, they call me in town. I eat the most bread.
My client Fitzy was charged with being a robber
baron.
Of the third degree.
A robber baron of the fifth degree.
A robber baron of the fifth degree.
The fifth element.
Excuse me.
Engaging in underground seances with
people who are not his wife. I want to make sure.
I just want to say that those allegations are false. This man is a true hero. He's defending me. I wouldn't have picked a guilty guy to defend me.
Wait, what about that stenographer?
I want to make sure the stenographer got all that. So you're saying Fitz, Mr. Gerald, is a robber baron of the fifth degree in an underground seance?
I'm saying that's what he's charged of. He's not that, though. He's a beautiful man.
I'm a robber baron of the nth degree.
Fitz, you can't say that.
Yes, I can.
They're going to find you guilty.
Prosecutor Dogman, what do you have to say about Gerald's crimes?
My dizzy dog man.
I have to say...
We brought a surprise witness, and it's a dog man.
It's Ben Dogman.
No, I'm the prosecutor. You know you're a fucking robber baron of the fifth degree.
No one can see it, Adam. It's just okay, we have a stuffed dog. And
we have a witness. We have a witness. It's a silent stuffed dog. What does he have to
video
say?
Video of this?
That's a good point.
I can't hear him.
Wait, keep talking. Keep talking, dog man.
Is the stenographer getting this?
The voice.
All right,
District Attorney Adam, can you read back the stenographer's notes about what the dog is saying?
Okay, the stenographer says that the dog said.
I don't know what's happening.
The most striking fact about Israel's creative history is that most of the people who made it are alive and still adding to it.
Oh, shit.
That's, in all that time, that's all that dog said?
Damn, well, I never thought I'd hear that on a day such as this.
Can you let me prosecute this fucking idiot?
Whoa! Hold your horse in
judgment
horse
for the
town.
Judgment for the plaintiff and $200. Gerald, you're guilty.
What in blazes?
Guilty of being a robber baron for... Who knows how long?
But this man
of the fifth degree,
and this man was engaging in seances with people who are not his wife.
I see Dogman's wagging his their tail. Oh, yeah.
Dogman,
all right,
great trial.
I have a question though. Can Fitz still be my lawyer even though he's found guilty of being a robber baron of the fifth
degree? Can I?
But you can only talk to him at the window in jail.
I have to go back and forth between jail.
Yeah, you have to visit him in jail. All
right, I'm gonna get a new lawyer. I'm gonna get Crumptles.
Not so fast, Johnny, because you're guilty of being the fastest guy in school, punishable by 2 years in prison.
You and me both, my man.
This
judgment
trial
for the plaintiff in the
bullshit.
Matter of $200. Meeting adjourned.
And scene.
Now that was awesome, guys.
That was sick. I'm glad we finally got the courtroom scene in.
Guys, Adam, you really killed it as the DA.
Thanks, guys. I just want to say if we ever go on a helicopter again, we can just do this.
Oh, does it sound like anything?
Yeah.
All right, I believe you.
Yes.
Yes, I do believe so, yes.
Yes, indeed.
How loud do you think it would be if it hit the mic?
Giggity, giggity.
That's pretty loud.
Giggity.
Brian. Oh, yeah.
How long have we been going, Adam?
20 minutes. It's only been 20 minutes.
Sockle on my nipple, man.
We have to octopi this.
Sockle blue.
Oh, man, sacre bleu on my
bleu,
ass,
man.
Ah, oh, God.
Sacre bleu over my ass.
Sacre bleu. I don't
say.
Sacre bleu over
mon frère.
My asshole, man. What the fuck?
Man, there's not enough sacre to go around.
That was so funny.
Thank you, man. What the fuck?
Dude, so good to have you at this couch.
So
with
fun
me, man.
To see you.
This guy's random as fuck.
Sorry, guys. I got a new job as a field audio guy. I'm just trying to, you know, keep work at
how are your
podcast.
Hey, Adam, how are your tweaks going?
Inaudibly.
How is this guy's tweaks doing, man?
What are you finding?
Do you tweet your tweaks?
Trying to find some new sounds. I don't really tweet new sounds because that's IP. That's still intellectual property.
Mm. Whoa. Is that what IP address
is? Are you a folly guy?
Sounds like mastication.
Folly. The folly of the
folly.
The folly of man.
Are you a folly man?
I had a thought today that I thought was the folly of man.
Oh, yeah?
Your thought, yeah. Like, was...
I think it's the folly of man that major fast food chains like Wendy's and McDonald's and stuff don't have hot peppers, like Jardinera.
Hot peppers.
But, you know, like, the reason they don't, obviously, is because if someone thinks it's too spicy, they'll get mad and consume.
Yeah, it's very much like a blandness is key to make everyone
also,
like your food.
LCG, Jardinera, lowest like, common denominator.
Like, literally, I've never seen her outside of Chicago.
Dude, really?
I think so.
Weird. Yeah.
Jardinera is like... Truly my favorite thing.
Very Chicago sick. Thing.
I don't like the carrots.
I would like some Al's beef today.
I had the Italian beef mac at a small bar. Jardinera was my least favorite part. I was surprised. I was like, I don't really want these like carrots.
Really?
Yeah.
Pickled carrots. Like,
I
okay,
like them.
That's a bummer.
That's a damn shame.
Wait, is that there now?
No, probably not no more. Not no more.
I'll get a small bar tonight.
It's guilty of being gone.
I kind of want Al's beef. Is anyone down?
No.
I don't know if I want Al's beef.
I don't know if I do either.
You can go.
So spensy.
You can just go.
Is Al's beef expensive?
It's pretty expensive.
How much?
You can't spend less than like $10 there.
Right?
Yeah.
And hey, if you're listening, Seth, that ComEd bill ain't gonna pay me back itself.
Uh oh.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's
whoa.
What I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, Seth.
That's awesome. This guy's awesome.
That's what I'm saying, Seth.
Wake up.
That's insane,
man.
Seth.
I'm trying to tell you, Seth, I'm awesome.
What planet are you on? Seth?
Men are from planet and women
dude, men are
from Earth.
Men are from planet, dude.
How do you organize
yeah, I can't believe men are
man, that really fucked me up, dude.
Dude, men are from planet and women are from space.
Oh.
You look like such an idiot.
What are you talking about?
There's nothing wrong with the way he
wait,
looks.
Ev,
what
keep,
up?
Keep looking like you're looking.
I'll him. Keep looking like this.
Let me try and get some of this foley.
Wait,
what?
Wait, let me get that? This phase going on, ready?
Get it closer.
Whoa. it's going to sound crazy live on air.
Wasting time on the podcast.
John Lennon never did this.
Try again. Just keep grinning at me, man.
What are you trying to get?
Nothing. This guy looks like shit.
What are you talking about?
This kid's messed up in the head.
I don't know why they're picking on Evan.
Nothing, man.
Audience.
It's because I look cool.
I'm talking to the audience right now. Listeners.
It's because I look cool and I talk cooler. Yeah.
Guys, like, thanks for listening to the podcast. We like doing it probably more than you like listening
to it.
All
right, if you guys want to see some podcasting on Instagram, I'm posting it now.
Ross Ulbricht's going to hate
that. Noodles. What's your Instagram?
Look it up at just Ross Ulbricht.
Look up Johnny Fabrizio on Instagram.
I also want to say before we sign off, what are all of your thoughts on Phil Collins donating all of those things to the Alamo, all those Alamo artifacts?
All the Alamo?
To the Alamo.
Did that happen?
He's the biggest private collector of Alamo artifacts in the world.
Phil Collins?
Yes. British man.
Why does he care about the Alamo?
He fucking loves it. Davy Crockett.
What?
Also, free the knee, guys. I really like everything that group stands for. They really there's a lot of issues going on today, and if you haven't been paying attention, free the knee.
It's a big one.
Vote Bernie 2016, free the knee.
There it is.
Have you been, Adam?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I thought that was like a non sequitur that I remembered we do that. I've been pretty good. I freed the knee. I've discovered something, guys. If you want to wear swim trunks all summer long, you can literally just shower in them.
It's true, dude.
And I take them off like halfway through and just lather them up with shampoo like a loofah. Cleans them right up. The colors get brighter. I've been wearing these bad boys all summer trying to free the knee.
So sick.
It's made me very sick.
I do love it.
Oh, I can't hear you at all anymore. What's this guy's deal?
It's people following up about an electric bill.
Tell them to go away.
Yeah.
Tell them we're busy.
They're solicitors.
I'm just not going to.
They're probably going to come up here.
Did you buzz him in?
Oh, you didn't? No.
You didn't buzz him in.
Is his mic on? No, it is. Make sure that your mic's on again now.
Dude, yellow.
It's on.
I'm sure they can hear us right now.
Why can't they know we're podcasting?
Just stick your head out the window and be like, hey, we're podcasting.
We're doing a podcast.
Let him go.
Wait, yo,
they're like at work. Who cares? Hello. Yeah, we're doing a podcast right now. Hey, I have a question. Sometimes, a lot of times, when I go to small bar there, I shout things up to your window. Have you guys ever heard me?
Never.
No. Damn.
Truly never.
I did it yesterday.
Oh, can I tell you a quick story about yesterday? What Molly said?
Maybe that was 2 days ago.
Molly is very curious about whether you like her as a person. Because, like, she saw you in the street the other day, and you just laughed and walked away.
She was on the phone!
Oh, was she?
Yeah! I didn't say anything because she was on...
She did not include that detail.
She was on the phone with someone, and she was waiting at a bus stop with a keyboard, so I pointed at the keyboard and laughed, but I didn't want to interrupt the phone call.
Why did you have a keyboard?
I don't know.
Like a piano keyboard?
Yeah.
The
like,
hell?
Like A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and all the sharps and flats you see.
They're all there. That's ridiculous.
If I didn't like her, I would have interrupted the phone call and taken the phone and said, you don't want to talk to this person.
She's a disaster.
She's a disaster. She's a walking disaster.
But you've been good, Adam?
Oh, yeah, I've been good. I had a birthday. That was fun. The festivities continue.
Oh, yeah.
I'm busy every weekend this month.
Same.
Doing fun things for me.
That's kind of cool.
And I tried to get a book on Amazon, and they said, the delivery failed. But then I got home, and it was there. It didn't fail. So, thank God.
There you go. You did it.
I got that book.
The book.
I've been thinking a lot about like the future and what I think what part nanotechnology will have in the future.
That's actually.
Hey, are you getting an idea?
I'm having an idea. Oh my gosh.
I'm having an IKEA.
What is this guy smoking?
Nanotechnology is the future
because
This guy's a freak.
Some animals used to be big dinosaurs, and we ultimately decided it was better and more efficient to become smaller, simpler creatures. So when they say that the future is ahead of us, they're talking about nanotechnology will be our heads.
We are the nanobots.
Like ahead,
the nanotechnology.
Guys, ahead of us, our ahead of mine will be a nanotechnology.
This isn't how you're doing, Adam.
Head.
This is not even close to how you've been, where you've been at, what you've been doing. But now I know it's your birthday.
Yeah, I had a birthday. It was fun. Nanotech- 25, my 2-bit birthday.
You're a 2-bit fucker. You know that?
Whoa.
Yeah, frankly.
Sorry, crazy SOB.
Recently, I've been a cheap motherfucker.
Hey.
A little bit trashy.
Hey. That's
my only being into dirty guys.
No, it's been good.
Cool.
I've been having fun.
I love it. What about you, John? John? Well.
Gotta hear this.
I've been good. Went home to Maryland and saw these two boys.
That's true.
Evan and Anthony.
Hey.
Saw them in Maryland. They were on tour and they stayed at my parents' house and we did flips into the pool.
It was sick.
It was sick.
Wow.
Been back.
You threw flips, the chocolate covered pretzels, into his pool?
I then dove in after
a bunch of flips into the pool.
Oh, that's mean to your mom.
Hey, I'm your mom.
But he's a real devil.
Otherwise, I've been chilling, hanging out.
Chilling?
Glad to be back in Chicago, the Windy City.
Ah.
Nice.
Indeedly do.
Been doing a lot of photography. Heckled Anthony last night when he did his first stand-up. I was a planted heckler.
And I owned him.
He owned me. Damn. Somebody. It's on an iPhone somewhere.
Yeah, he's putting it on YouTube.
It was kind of a throwback, right? Or am I wrong? It wasn't. It wasn't a throwback.
What the fuck are you talking about?
All right.
How mean did that
it
feel?
It may have been. All right.
Yeah.
But that's sick. Anything else?
No.
All
right. Nothing. When's the last time we did an episode? Like beginning of June?
Something like that.
Charlie's been in town all summer. I hung out with him a lot. He left today.
Didn't get to hang out with him at all. Very pissed. He came to the Shul show. That was sick.
Yeah.
Damn shame.
Let's see. Yeah, just lived out the Book of Job on tour with Evan.
Shit.
However, ended up being a rewarding experience. Grew together as a band. Played some sick shows, too. Was fun.
Yeah.
Had a great homecoming show.
Great.
Very, very amazing.
Yes, I agree.
Yes. Won't even begin to go into the nitty-gritty of the tour.
Real quick, I want to point out that, yes, it is the dog days of summer. You are hearing live cicadas on set.
Woo!
Yeah,
really makes you think.
Been insane. Tour was amazing. Overall, deeply crazy. Glad I'm back as well.
You guys in the black?
We came close. Well, yeah.
Well, yeah, close.
Yeah, actually, the only reason we wouldn't have been, we would have been way in the black.
The van.
If the van got destroyed, and by that I mean the transmission was shot and we couldn't use it anymore.
You should have done the Chief Keef hologram tour.
Could have
we
been
sort
sick.
Of did.
That is true, we sort of did.
Nanotechnology.
However, we did shocking, like I'm shocked, a lot of it was because I'm glad we had our new album with us, but like.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we had advanced copies.
Wow, I did not know that. Very
Which,
chill.
By the way, that's fun news I can say on the podcast. Officially coming out August 28th. Pre-orders will be up soon. I'll let you know when that is.
Summer album.
Yeah. And
true.
Pre-orders for LP, CD, and cassette.
Summer LPs, summer EPs.
Depends on who you asked. Yeah.
Hey.
So that's very sick that album is finally coming out after a
Congrats.
Podcast.
It's
so
been a,
fucking much
on been
this podcast.
It's been a long road.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Finally
many,
coming out
and many a wine
media.
It's been a long road, and frankly, Anthony doesn't think it was worth it.
Yeah, I hate it. But no, it's been good, and I've been back. I've been hanging out with Molly. I've been doing some fun things. Seeing a friend who drove me to Michigan when I first met her tonight. She's bringing ice cream. Damn. Wow. Played a solo show last night. Got to do stand-up comedy for the first time. And I don't think I'll do it in a real comedy setting, but I certainly enjoyed doing it during my show, and it went over shockingly well. Johnny, would you say it went well?
Yeah, it was funny, and He handled the heckling pretty well.
Yeah, the little heckling, I guess.
Them's the breaks.
I was like, is this guy serious?
Now, was this
I
someone...
What did I say? I don't remember.
Was this someone who, like, early...
No, I was like, that's awesome, dude. I think
this,
that's what I said.
Was this, like, some early absurd work or, like, more mature personal stand-up?
I'm kind of, like, more mature personal stand-up.
It's, like, kind of, like, absurdist. Nice.
Really... Because you've come a long way since your early stand-up when you were a baby.
I was a baby.
And when you first stood up.
Standing up for the first time.
And it was absurd.
I think it's absurd.
Damn.
Been working a lot. It's been cool. I've had a lot of shit on my mind. And Island Myth Toys learning some new songs to record. And hopefully planning out some touring for January and maybe November.
Winter Toa.
Hey.
In Chicago, January is the winter. We're a Northern Hemisphere crew.
What about you, Evan?
I'm good.
Same shit, kind of.
Same shit, different day.
He's going to say kicking it.
Yeah, went on tour, fucking kicking it.
Wow, the kick drum?
I kicked around a little drum. I fixed a thing on my car today.
In Soviet Russia, a car fixed a thing on you.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So that repair normally costs like... At least like $300 or $400. Did it for like 60.
Nice.
What'd you do
about that?
Just bought the thing.
Literally just like replaced the radiator fan.
Oh, okay.
And I think it's like the fan is literally too good at what it does. Because when it kicks on, it like I can feel it like vibrating in my feet.
Dang. So you could have just slid it up.
Did you just like have to like unscrew the old one and put the new one in?
You have to kind of like take the whole assembly out, like the whole fan shroud assembly. I just replaced the actual fan itself, which is part of this big assembly thing.
That's where you work in class. You're at the assembly.
Dude, love assemblies. Don't have to go to class.
Grease monkey. Evan Grease
Monkey.
Yeah,
did that. And it's working. Like my car has been overheating all summer and it's not doing that anymore. So that's pretty sick.
Wait.
How'd you know your fan was busted?
I just kind of like...
Why?
Like it cools down when you hit... like highway speeds, which means that it's not cooling. It's whatever is supposed to be cooling it down isn't cooling it down when you're not going fast.
I thought you said
basically the airflow wasn't.
I thought
there.
You said the right. Fan was too good.
It is now.
Oh,
it's like it's very strong.
That's okay.
Yeah. I don't think it's a bad thing.
They're only being too strong.
Actually, there is.
I feel that every day.
Actually, you're wrong. It's not true.
Damn.
Actually, yeah.
Jon Stewart ending his tenure on The Daily Show.
That's true. That's tonight.
Can you just fuck up, man?
Can you not talk like that?
Guff out!
Guff out of here! Guff out!
Guff out.
Yeah, right where we left him.
Just walking up the laptop right where I left it. Yeah.
I just had to go back for 1 second to tell you guys that Johnny might be Darth Vader. Not a fun part.
my family and my children as they start to sob. I'm going on tour. This life here's a bore. I gotta live on the road. I'm only home when I'm on the road. Put me in a tour bus and a fancy hotel. I appreciate the dinner that you made me, but did you see the rider my lawyer sent before me? I need bold, sparkling waters before I can gonna say please. This is the worst part of my job. When you don't give me what I want,
give me what I want.
Don't act like you don't know. I sent this letter a week ago. I know we got married 3 years back, but that's no excuse. I want a TV that plays YouTube. I want four kinds of different foods. Three different kinds of Kit Kat flavor, but none of them the standard one. You're being no fun. Everyone else would give me what I want. A DVD of all the news.